Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
So many of us are making healthy lifestyle changes and we want it to be easier. So we are so excited today to have Jared Koch from Clean Plates. It is a free daily email that delivers the best of clean eating and drinking to your inbox. How much easier can that get? He's going to talk about five keys to eating better. Hey, Jared.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good. It's great to have you on. So Jared, I mentioned a little bit about Clean Plates. Tell us a little bit more and then let's jump into these tips.
Sure. So started my background is I'm a nutritional consultant. I've worked with a lot of people one-on-one, done a lot of speaking, and I started Clean Plates initially as a Zagat-style printed restaurant guide in New York City to help people find healthy and sustainable restaurants. We do that in LA also, and we have an iPhone app for that and a website, and then the beginning of this year, we launched a cookbook, which is great. It has over 100 recipes, covers kind of all lifestyles from farm to table to vegetarian to gluten-free. Has some great recipes from very well-known chefs like Jamie Oliver and some other restaurant chefs in like New York and LA. And then we have this free email that you mentioned, which is great. We just, constantly putting out great content about the whole clean eating lifestyle.
Oh, that's
John,
awesome.
What initially got you into this lifestyle?
Well, I'm sorry?
What initially got you into this lifestyle?
Well, I personally had some, it was a couple of different factors. I always had an inclination towards health and healing. I was accepted into medical school out of college and decided not to go last minute and went in a completely different direction. Joined my brother in a business completely unrelated. But I also had personal health issues, digestive issues, and I decided after I sold my business, I was thinking about going back to medical school, and I decided to, as a way to kind of start studying again and also try to help, deal with my own digestive issues, I decided to take a course in nutrition. And this is about 12 years ago, and as soon as I started studying it, I just got incredibly passionate about it. I realized how little I knew about the topic and started to realize how little as a culture we knew about the topic. We've come a long way since then over the last 12 years, but still got a ways to go. And I just started to really see how foundational of an issue it is, on so many levels, obviously for personal health, but then also environmental reasons, economic reasons, and kind of decided to really dedicate my my career to really making a difference in the field.
Well, let's jump into these five keys to eating better. Go ahead. I'd love to share these with our audience.
Sure. So I spent a lot of time, especially when I was writing my book, I spent a lot of time really thinking about the topic. I think one of the issues that we face is that so many people are confused by the whole topic of nutrition. You kind of put on the news every day or read online every day. There's studies that kind of, or articles that contradict each other. And so what I tried to do is really take a step back, look at the whole topic, and just kind of really boil it down into a simple, kind of easy to understand form as guidelines, simple ways to think about the whole kind of approach to eating. And so the foundation of it all, the first kind of key, is something I call bioindividuality. And it sounds simple, but it's not really the way we've been conditioned to think about the topic of eating or nutrition. And really all it means is that there's not one perfect diet out there or one perfect way to eat. There's more than one right way to eat. Or another way to think about it is that the foods that are right for my body are going to be different than the foods that are right for your body. And, so I think so often we're always looking kind of to the media or to our doctors to find out what's the perfect diet. And that really doesn't exist. Different foods work differently for different people. And so the goal really is to find out what foods work best for your body. And again, even though it sounds simple, it really does change the approach when you start to think about it in that way. So that's really the underlying foundation of it all. And then the second key is what I like to focus on is ultimately more about quality than quantity. We've been so conditioned to focus on quantity and calories being the biggest one, the one that we hear most about. So we're all kind of just like trained to think about kind of healthier eating in terms of calories. What I like to say is, don't count your calories, make your calories count. And so really what we're finding out, it's not that calories don't matter at all. It's just that the quality of food that you're putting into your body actually matter more. And so really trying to shift the focus for people to thinking more about the quality of foods. And, you know, simply put, that just means you're eating more whole foods, you know, focusing on organic versus conventional, so avoiding chemicals, less processed foods, maybe locally grown foods, which maybe are higher in nutrients. So just like focusing on the quality of ingredients that you're eating rather than just on calories. And then,
you know, I love that you're saying that, Jared, because, you know, we're naturally savvy. We're all about, you know, clean eating and no chemicals and removing all the chemical additives from our diet. So a couple of things, you know, I love that you said quality over quantity. We always say don't count calories, because at the end of the day, it's not about how many calories we're intaking. It's about the quality, like you said, the ingredients. So we always tell people read the ingredients. So I love how aligned we are. And I also love what you said about bioindividuality, because I remember when I was, you know, before I went back to school to become a nutritionist, I tried every single diet under the sun. And I remember that none of them worked for me until I found this cleaner way of eating. So two great tips. I'd love to hear the rest.
Absolutely. Glad you agree. So the third is really to just focus on eating more plant-based foods. And a lot of times, and I think we're kind of doing the public a disservice, if you will, but what happens is a lot of times when you say plant-based diet, automatically the knee-jerk reaction is for most people to think of it, that means I have to be vegan or vegetarian. And, you know, going back to the bioindividuality, that can be good for some people, but isn't necessarily good for all people. And so when I'm referring to a plant-based diet, what I'm really referring to is just that the majority of your diet, the foundation of your diet, really just needs to be plant-based food. So simply put, just eat more vegetables is kind of the best way to look at it. So just, you know, really encouraging people.
Which is a good tip for anybody, really.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, really everybody should be doing that. Just eating more vegetables, some fruits, nuts and seeds, just really high nutrient-dense foods that are going to give your body what it needs. So, and then the fourth tip is really if you're not vegan and you're eating animal foods, even as a vegetarian, if you're consuming dairy and eggs, it's just to really consume animal foods in as mindful, conscious, or responsible way as you can. And so I break it down. You know, in my books, I go into a lot more detail, but kind of the high-level overview of it is just to, again, focusing on the quality of the animal foods, so making sure your animals are kind of raised how they would have been if they were in nature. So ideally to be consuming animal foods that are pasture-raised, grass-fed, where the animals are exposed to kind of fresh air and sunshine, feeding on their natural diets of grass, so they're healthier animals. It becomes a completely different nutritional profile of the end product. At a minimum, you know, finding animals that are free of hormones and antibiotics. So quality of the animal foods, and then from a quantity perspective, just paying attention to how often are you eating animal foods. So, you know, we don't necessarily need to be eating animal foods 3 meals a day, 7 meals a week, you know, seven days a week. And then also portion size. You know, we tend to in America kind of overdo our portion sizes. We order a steak and it, you know, pretty much takes up the whole plate. But, you know, just paying attention to the amount of animal foods you're eating.
I think that's a great tip. And I think that focusing on organic is important too. I mean, I know that you're saying, you know, about conscious how they're raised, but definitely organic as well, because then you avoid the GMOs. Jared, we have about 30 seconds
absolutely.
Left. What would your last tip be?
Sure. Last tip is just to, you know, kind of goes back to the whole quality thing. Just kind of really focus on reducing your intake of the processed foods, the packaged foods, all the chemicals, the poor quality oils. And then also what I try to encourage people to do is just to have a good, healthy relationship to eating in general. It's not just about the foods, but even if you go off track, to like really avoid that guilt cycle, just, you know, allow yourself some indulgence.
No, we absolutely agree with every single tip you said, Jared. I think you're phenomenal. You are so in sync with what we do at Naturally Savvy. So thank you so much for being on our show.
Thanks so much for having me.
You want to get Jared's emails? It's visitcleanplates.com. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and naturallysavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.